They do the Wildcat. They did it last week against Houston, so that's something we have to be very aware of. We got to stay in our lanes and all those type of things that we didn't do in some of those other games.
It's a fun place to play. The crowd, they're into it in a different way. There's a lot of energy in that building.
I think it'd be a great atmosphere because, again, they're in the same boat we're kind of in. We have the same record. We're both trying to be that wild card team, and so I'm sure there'll be a lot of excitement.
Mike Munchak's Tennessee Titans got off to a good start. They were 3-1 to start the year, but then they have lost 5 of their last 6. They're going to come into the game Sunday with the same record as the Raiders at 4-6, one game behind the New York Jets, who currently at 5-5 hold that last AFC playoff spot. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. We're rejoined by Jim Plunkett. The Raiders play Tennessee on Sunday. They have the New York Jets coming up on December the 8th in New York, Jim. So, and the game in between on Thanksgiving Day against the Cowboys. So this is a critical stretch for the Raiders to set themselves up for chance to make the playoffs later in December.
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, I don't want to put too much into this. You know, they still have to go out and win each and every game that they play. But, you know, it's a good spot to be in. They do have a chance, and I think that's going to provide even more incentive for them to go out and play well.
Well, let's break down the Tennessee offense, starting with their quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick. We have seen him play one time, and that was 2 years ago as a member of the Buffalo Bills. He threw for 3 touchdowns and 1 pick, and the Bills beat the Raiders at the very end of the game. He got a big contract. They let him go, and now he's the new quarterback with Jake Locker out the year, Jim.
He's proven to be, you know, effective at times. You know, he struggled after the Buffalo Bills back a few years ago, got off to a 6-0 start, came back and beat the Raiders, beat New England with big come-from-behind victories. But since then, he's really struggled, has not won a lot of football games. It's an opportunity, I think, for the Raiders defense to go out there and create a little havoc with him and make him be indecisive.
And they've got some weapons in the passing game. Former 49er tight end Delanie Walker is a top target, certainly. But the guy the Raiders are most concerned about on Tennessee's offense is the brilliant breakaway running back Chris Johnson, who just 4 years ago, Jim, had a 2,000-yard season. He's the kind of guy that can slip out of a tackle and take it a long way.
You know, he's already rushed for 632 yards or so this season, so he's having a pretty good year, not a great year. But he can be very explosive. He can go the distance on any given play, so you got to be very careful and not let that happen. Let him out of, say, they're backed up towards their own end zone. You don't want to let him spring free and go for the big one. So, you know, obviously we've got to put some pressure on him. But the Raiders have been very good against the rush this year.
And over on the defensive side, Jerry Gray is their defensive coordinator, but he's ably assisted by Greg Williams, formerly in New Orleans, the former head coach in Buffalo, who loves to blitz. He will bring the pressure. He's got some people that can get to pressure the quarterback from their front. Their cornerback, Alteron Verner, having a fabulous year with 5 interceptions. But I think we do expect this quarterback, Matt McGloin, to get a lot more blitz packages than he got last Sunday in Houston.
No, I think you're right. Greg Williams likes to come after the quarterback, but he also gets burned quite often doing that. He comes up with a big play, the big sack, the big tackle for a loss, but on occasion, you know, there's a big play behind that secondary. They're one-on-one. They're all by themselves. They're on an island. If you can pick up that blitz, give McGloin a chance to throw the football, and he does throw the ball long very well. I think some big plays will occur during this ball game.
All right, it's a fun time of the year. This is the time of the year when you make your push to try to get into postseason, and the big players make big plays. And in that vein, we want you to get to Raiders.com and NFL.com as well to vote for your favorite Raider to go to Honolulu this year and be in the Pro Bowl game. Next week, of course, is Thanksgiving Day. Thursday, the Raiders will be playing in Dallas, Jim. So we have a special show coming up for you on the Silver and Black Show next week. It is the 30th anniversary season of your team winning the Super Bowl 18, Jim. So we're going to look back 30 years ago when you beat the Washington Redskins 38-9 for your second Super Bowl title.
And I'm looking forward to watching the show myself. I can't remember all the things that happened, but I know they were good.
We have Tom Flores, we have Ray Guy, we have Cliff Branch, and I think we have the great Jim Plunkett on that show as well. So be sure to join us next week for a look back at 30 years ago and the Raiders' last Super Bowl championship. Many thanks to the Scranton Scrapper, Matt McGloin. What a debut he had. Hopefully he can continue it Sunday against the Tennessee Titans, and also our weekly appearance from head coach Dennis Allen. We thank him for his time. I think you are ready. Big game. The 4-6 Raiders up against the 4-6 Tennessee Titans. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.